Hello children, today I'll be teaching geography of class 4 and the topic is Rivers of India. Rivers are an important source of fresh water in our country. On the basis of the origin, the rivers of India can be divided into two types, Himalayan rivers, peninsular rivers. Himalayan rivers, the rivers which originate from the glaciers in the Himalayas are called the Himalayan rivers. They get water from the melting of snow and from rain. Thus, they carry water throughout the year and they are also called perennial rivers. Indus, Ganga, Yamuna and Brahmaputra are some Himalayan rivers. Indus. River Indus originates in Tibet. It drains into the Arabian Sea. Zanskar is an important tributary of Indus in Ladakh. Ganga. River Bhagirathi originates from the Gangotri Glacier in the Himalayas. Yamuna is its main tributary. In West Bengal, the river splits into two branches. These branches are called distributaries. One distributary enters Bangladesh and is called Padma. The other distributary flows through West Bengal and is called Hooghly. River Hooghly drains into the Bay of Bengal. Yamuna. River Yamuna originates from the Yamunotri Glacier in the Himalayas. It joins the Ganga at Prayagyaraj. Chambal and Betwa are its tributaries. Brahmaputra. River Brahmaputra originates in Tibet where it is called Tsangpo. It is called Dihang in Arunachal Pradesh, Brahmaputra in Assam and Jamuna in Bangladesh. The Brahmaputra has formed the world's largest river island, Majuli in Assam. The Brahmaputra and the Ganga rivers form the largest delta in the world before falling into the Bay of Bengal. This is the Sundarban Delta. Peninsular rivers. The rivers which originate from the southern plateaus are called the peninsular rivers. They get water only from rain, thus they almost dry up during summer. Such rivers are also called non-perennial rivers. Mahanadi, Godavari, Krishna, Kaveri, Narmada and Tapti are some perennial rivers or peninsular rivers. Mahanadi. River Mahanadi originates from the Eastern Ghats in Chhattisgarh. It drains into the Bay of Bengal. Sionath is its important tributary. Godavari. River Godavari originates in the Brahmagiri Hills, located in the Western Ghats in Maharashtra. It forms a large delta on the Andhra Pradesh coast before it drains into the Bay of Bengal. Manjira is its important tributary. Krishna. River Krishna originates from the Western Ghats in Maharashtra. It drains into the Bay of Bengal. Tungabhadra and Bhima are its important tributaries. Kaveri. River Kaveri originates from the Western Ghats in Karnataka. It forms a large delta on the Tamil Nadu coast before it drains into the Bay of Bengal. Bhavani is its tributary. Narmada. River Narmada originates in the Maikala range in Madhya Pradesh. It drains into the Arabian Sea through an estuary. Kolar River is its tributary. The rivers are the lifeline of a country. They provide water for drinking, bathing, cooking food, washing clothes and cleaning things. River water is also used to irrigate the fields and to generate electricity. Besides, rivers are also an easy and cheap mode of transportation. With this, we come to the end of the lesson. Thank you, children.